welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell.
Mark, I know you travel a great deal. In fact, recently you've been to Italy. I don't know what your experience is with the diet in that part of the world. I frankly don't know what they mean when they talk about a Mediterranean diet, because every time I go to Italy or Spain or Greece, my hosts seem to take me out and eat hamburgers and drink Cokes and drink beer. But I guess perhaps somewhere in these places someone's eating a different kind of diet that's high in fruits and vegetables and grains and beans and seeds and olive oil, I think, as well as olive oil is a source of fat. There are typically low to moderate amounts of fish and dairy and red meat in the Mediterranean diet. And supposedly the Mediterranean diet, if there is such a thing, is associated with some benefits. For example, improved health status and reductions in overall mortality, specifically cardiovascular mortality, cancer mortality, even the incidence of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease have been reported to be lower in the Mediterranean diet. Now, if you have one burger or one souvlaki or a fried dough ball, I'm not sure if that wrecks it, and how do you measure compliance with all these sorts of changes in diet? But anyways, you've chosen an article from the New England Journal of Medicine published this year, 2013, in the February 25th issue. It asks a simple question: is a Mediterranean diet more effective than a low-fat diet at preventing cardiovascular events? In other words, is there something else going on here other than just the fat? What did they find, Mark?
Yeah, so many of these studies have been observational trials where they've looked at people who have made a choice to eat a certain way and then looked at what the outcomes are. And they've been very consistent in showing benefits to a Mediterranean-style diet like you described. So fresh fruit, vegetables, fish, legumes, sofrito, which if you've had paella, that's the base of paella, white meat rather than red meat, and wine with meals. Gotta like that choice. And so this was actually a large randomized controlled trial. They had over 7,000 Spanish patients between 55 and 80 years of age, over 60 for women. And they all had either type 2 diabetes or several cardiovascular risk factors. And they randomized them to get a Mediterranean diet, plus this group got 1 liter of olive oil sent to them every week. That's a lot of olive oil.
Wow.
Second group had a Mediterranean diet, but it was supplemented with 30 grams of mixed nuts per day. And the third group was just told to eat a low-fat diet and lean fish, seafood. They were told to avoid some of these things like fatty fish, nuts, fried snacks, sofrito, that the diet groups were taking. And so this was a well-done study. The group figuring out the outcomes didn't know the treatment assignments, so it was blinded to them. Most of the participants were European whites, and about just over half, 57%, were women. The average age was about 67 years. So we can, these are people who've actually had some time for cardiovascular disease to develop. They were followed for 5 years, and they asked, one of the things they looked at was how well did people stick to the diet, and they felt that they did adhere pretty well to the elements of the Mediterranean diet. And they found that there was actually a reduction in the likelihood of myocardial infarction, stroke, or cardiovascular death. The number needed to treat was about 70 for 5 years compared to the low-fat diet. So actually, this is compared to a low-fat control diet, not a usual fat control diet. And they still saw an advantage. Again, number needed to treat of 70 over 5 years is not that different from what you would see with primary prevention with statins. And the one individual outcome where there was a statistically significant benefit was a reduction in strokes, about 3 to 4% for the med diet versus about 6% for the low-fat diet.
Interesting. You know, I'd always assumed that when we heard about Mediterranean diets, that we were talking about a lifelong consumption of these foods. And what you're suggesting is that even after 5 years, if you start in your 60s, the mean age you said was 67, if you start in your 60s and eat for 5 years, you're suggesting that even that short a period of time can have a significant outcome.
It looks like even with 5 years, even at a fairly advanced age, that seemed to have a good benefit.
Well, I'm going to go out and get a quart of olive oil every week.
And don't forget the red wine.
And the red wine. Thanks, Mark. Happy eating. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you later.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.